Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
Bonsoir à toutes et à tous. Il est 20h passées de quelques secondes dans les studios de Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Et nous accueillons ce soir dans Rupture pour une interview et des performances exclusives le groupe de rock libanais Postcards. Bright Lights is a song taken off Postcards' latest album, I'll Be Here in the Morning, an album released in 2018. Postcards in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight. It's a pleasure to have you with us, Julia, Marwan and Pascal. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. You're going to have to bear with me because I'm not used to doing these shows in English. I usually do them in French. So be patient, bear with me, and we'll get through this absolutely intact. So it's lovely to have you here for the second time. You were here when your EP Lake House came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
A lot has happened since then, a lot of developments on the musical level, and we're here to talk about all of these things tonight. Let's talk a little bit about the genesis synopsis of I'll Be Here in the Morning and what led you to the recording and production of this absolutely magnificent album?
Thank you.
Thank you, Ziad.
The genesis, wow, that's, I love this word. What, I mean, we'd been active since 2013 and we put out three EPs actually since then. And the reason we always did EPs was because we were just kind of experimenting and trying to see where we fit musically and what we wanted to say and just trying to see where we were going as a band. And I think about a year and a half ago, we kind of found a common direction for all of us and we found what we wanted to say. And this is why we chose to do a full length. And I think we sort of clicked in a different way as a band and we started writing songs very differently than before. And it was a combination of us growing up together and listening to a lot of new music and wanting to say something more with the music, not just put out, you know, songs and kind of experiment. We wanted it to be a solid product and something that expressed our thoughts, like our
identity as
a
band,
exactly.
Maybe.
As people and as a band.
Do you mean by that on your first three EPs, you had difficulty expressing something that would be the identity of the four of you combined?
I think it wasn't like a difficulty expressing. It was more like we were, because we were young and kind of lost, we were trying different things. And I mean, they're all like genuine expressions of who we were at the time, but it wasn't something that was as like
interesting
as solid, like more like, I think Lake House was just the first songs we ever wrote, and then What Lies So Still, we kind of built on Lake House, but then we felt we weren't comfortable with that, and that's why we moved on.
We found a structure, a work structure later on, like Julia was way more comfortable writing lyrics and having things to say, and the band was just found a way to work. Like Julia would write lyrics, we would have some drafts, we would put them together, or even like the other way around.
The dynamic of the writing process changed. We weren't like, it wasn't as necessary for the four of us to be together. We just all had like different ideas, and then somehow putting them together was much easier than before, and we kind of like merged better. Yes.
So it's safe to say that this new album, I'll Be Here in the Morning, is a reflection of the band as a fully homogeneous entity. Each one of you knows exactly what his or her part is,
exactly.
is following in this.
Yeah, it's like a very sincere, like it's like Julia being very sincere and us agreeing.
With the music, you mean, yeah.
Sincere with the music, sincere with the lyrics. Who does what in the band?
Pascal's the drummer. He was just talking right now. He's a drummer and also the back vocalist and occasional synth player on the drum pad. Marwan's the lead guitarist and also backup singer. Rani, who isn't here and who we send our tahiyyat to.
Hi, Rani.
Hi, Rani.
Rani's our bassist and keyboard player as well as back vocalist. And I sing and I play the guitar and some keys.
And accompanying you here today in the studio, I told you had to be very patient with it's my pronunciation, is your producer Fadi Tabal from June Fork Studios, who's had a hand in the music that you guys
are. He's more than a fifth member.
He's the George Martin to our Beatles. Bam.
That's a very lovely analogy.
Yeah, no, and he's obviously a part of the family, and he was sometimes part of the writing process, mostly part of the production. He was there every step of the way, and I think the band wouldn't exist anymore, almost without him.
Yeah, like he was bringing stuff out of us. Like.
Yeah, exactly. He was pushing us. He's the mentor. Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you say if we listen to a live track right now?
Yeah.
If you guys don't mind.
Yeah, we're going to be playing Wrinkles, which is track 5.
Which is a track of I'll Be Here in the Morning.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Well, I'll let the three of you get settled in. Postcards live in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight. Postcards have just released a few months ago their latest EP, I'll Be Here in the Morning, and I'll be playing a track of this album right away.
Will remain through all the years. dreams, you're standing there beside me where the light's always on. The third wooden dust, faces on the walls, looking back at us. After it
Postcards live in the studios of Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM on Raptures Tonight. Julia Sabra, Marwan Tahmeh, and Pascal Semergian, accompanied by their producer and sound recordist Fadi Tabbal. We just listened to a track of I'll Be Here in the Morning, and here's a studio excerpt from their latest album, I'll Be Here in the Morning, Postcards a Second Time.
Slip.
Before We Sleep is taken from Postcard's latest album, I'll Be Here in the Morning, our third excerpt from that album tonight, if we include the live performance, the beautiful live performance we just heard. So this album is being released internationally today on all the major platforms. Mm-hmm. We're talking iTunes, we're talking Amazon. Physical and digital copies of Postcard's latest album are available starting today, thanks to our distributors in the UK, Cargo Records. So hello to Joe Bangina, if he's listening.
Hello, Joe.
And hello to Thomas Franke, our German label.
I want to talk a bit about live performances. I've had the immense pleasure of watching you perform live at Metro Al Medina a few weeks ago. And before that, there was another beautiful concert at Beirut Open Space. To which extent would you say performing live and playing live has informed your sound, has informed how comfortable or uncomfortable you are in the studio? What is your feel towards live performance today?
We're a lot more comfortable than like our early performances now. Like, it's more fun. We're more convinced of what we're doing, and
I think it really helps songwriting when you. I mean, some of these songs on the album we wrote 2 years ago, almost immediately after the we released the second EP in 2015. So we've been playing them on tour for like some for 2 years, some for 1 year, some for a few months, and it really shapes songwriting and arrangements. And it adds a whole new like value to it. But right. Also some of the songs like Wrinkles, which we just played now, we actually came up with it after the touring, and we just immediately recorded it. We hadn't played it live, and then it was interesting to try to arrange it for live because we had never done so before. We wrote it specifically for studio, so there was like 1,000 layers in the recording, and so they feed each other, I guess, studio.
Yeah, and I'd say like we weren't. Like 2 years ago, we weren't that comfortable. We were trying to play folk music, and it wasn't working with us, I'd say. And it was okay, but then we discovered how to just have bursts of noise and sound.
That's
and
also very comfortable.
Yeah, it's a release. It was the first release, and like it was the first time we were comfortable playing. Like,
noise,
I think this shaped the way we play also. Like.
Does it also happen the other way around? Do some of the songs start off in a certain way when they're played live, and then when eventually you arrive to the point where you're recording them in the studio, they take on a different form?
Not in a very, depending on the song, but not in a very significant way. But sometimes ideas come up in the studio that we'd never thought of live, because obviously in the studio you can do whatever you want. But it's definitely, it's something that's, I mean, it's interesting to see which songs were written and played live for a long time, and then which songs weren't. And I don't think you can tell by just listening to the songs.
But, when we were in this phase, most of the songs didn't make it, I guess. And like the batch of songs that are on the album now, we're working on them as we go with Fadi for 2 years. Like, it wasn't like production just before the recording. We were I think he had the vision.
And, well, listening to you play live now, everything you do on stage feels very homogeneous, to use that word for the second or third time tonight. I mean, it doesn't feel like some of the songs are not comfortable live while others are. Everything makes sense live, and obviously everything makes sense on the album as well.
Great, that's the point.
You've also traveled a lot. I'm guessing that playing for different audiences of different nationalities also helps one professionally and helps nurture and strengthen your sound.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, but it's more the context of where you're playing more than the people, because we've played on every type of stage, from like the most uncomfortable tiny. We've played on like stages the size of this table, really, the four of us. And
for those who are not here, it's a very small table. Okay.
I mean, it really forces you to just work with what you have, and it makes you like just grateful for everything that you get. And I think a lot of bands kind of sometimes skip that step. Not a lot of bands actually, but some bands kind of skip that step. And it's really important to just learn to make with what you have, basically, and pull off a good performance, even when the context or the circumstances are not that good.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, how about a second performance?
Yeah, sure.
So we're going to listen to another track of I'll Be Here in the Morning. And Postcards playing live for the second time tonight in the studios of Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM on Ruptures. And this is a song from their latest album, I'll Be Here in the Morning. We're going to listen to Flying Saucers. Mm-hmm.
I've memorized your face. It's been 4 hours now since I've wandered through your place. And when I sleep on your couch, I feel very safe. And when you bring the blankets, I cover up my face.
The songs you chose for us tonight, Julia, this was Sufjan Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say are some of the key influences on the band, on Postcards and Music today, and are they at all different from what informed your sound previously?
I mean, the songs I chose are more for me, but as a band, yeah, there are so many influences, and you're going to hear a lot of tracks tonight. But, I mean, there's still the like, singer-songwriter aspect, which we all love, whatever the song, no matter how dressed down or how many like layers of music and noise there's always a song at the core.
Yeah.
So that's I think like the common thing that exists in all the styles that we love, and I chose Sufjan. I mean, this is as folky as it gets, but it's the intricate arrangements, I think, is something that was something we had in mind when we were recording and arranging the album. But also, he was one of the first people whose lyrics kind of
struck a chord,
exactly, and that song specifically. And I think when we were writing Wide Awake, that was kind of a reference to that. It wasn't a reference, but when I wrote Wide Awake, actually Fadi pointed me to Futile Devices, which I hadn't known because I hadn't listened to Age of Ads. I'd listened to a lot of his later albums. And he said something, like there was a similar feeling in that song, and we actually considered naming the Wide Awake Futile Devices, but it didn't go through. So this is...
We'll listen to Wide Awake of your latest album at the end of tonight's program. Yeah. But let's listen to the second one of your selections tonight, mm-hmm. Angel Olsen. Tell us a bit about her.
Yeah, Angel Olsen. Basically... I mean, I had...
Or why you chose that song.
I started somehow in the last 2 years, like, I had this, like, big woman in music revelation. It wasn't, like, a thing I did on purpose or anything, but I just suddenly started listening to a lot more women kind of doing this rock/dream pop thing, and Angel Olsen was one of the first people that kind of blew my mind, and, I mean, there are a lot more that we can't listen to tonight, but there's, like, Fiona Apple and PJ Harvey and... a lot of other people. So yeah, this is one of the songs from her first EP, and also lyrically, melodically, everything, even like the recording of it, which is super lo-fi, is great, and she's a huge inspiration.
In my head, I might be sorry.
Julia, I find that Yola Tango are a perfect example of a band that started as something pretty basic and pretty simple and pretty direct, and over time, over the years, became something absolutely different and multi-layered, to use an expression that you've used before. So this was Yola Tango, your third choice for tonight. Mm-hmm. What draws you towards this band in particular? Is it the melody? Is it the intricacy of the arrangements? What is it?
It's everything. I think for us all, Yola Tango is a huge influence. I don't think they have like one bad song. I just chose this one kind of at random, even though it's a great song. Everything from like the songwriting and the subtlety of it. And I think a lot of people wouldn't get Yola Tango because there's nothing like in your face about their music, but it's incredibly subtle and well written, and it's beautiful. And even when there's like sometimes they go like incredibly noisy and like kind of harsh, and sometimes they're as sweet as this, and it just makes sense within the whole album. And I think that's something that we sort of understood from that, because our album as well goes between like this violent
aggression,
exactly, yeah. As opposed to, and also the sweet like subdued stuff.
Marwan, Mr. T, Marwan Tami, you're up next.
Hey. Hi, Ziad.
You're the discreet fella who stands to the right of the stage and makes mountains of noises.
Yeah.
That's
me.
So what's your take on the different influences of the band over the years? Do you find that there are musics that are found, that can be traced in all four of your releases?
Not specific bands, but maybe the concept of like singer-songwriter based songs.
He's just saying what I'm saying.
This is the...
I know, right?
And you know, I love Yola Tango.
Such a copycat.
Yeah. No, I don't think there are any like major resemblances between the influences of our earlier stuff. But I think we grew to listen to way more music than we did back then. Mm-hmm. And this influence, this had a great impact on what you listened in the album. This is why I think there's this diversity in it.
What have you chosen for us first?
First, let's start with Radiohead. Mm-hmm. They're a major influence on me, and I picked a random song because I can't even pick an album of Radiohead, so...
Let alone choose a song.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's hear it right now.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about this second selection of yours.
Okay, so this is Grizzly Bear, for the ones who don't know them. They're one of my favorite modern bands, I guess. They came out in the early 2000s. And they're one of the few that I consider that broke the like routine thing of copying and doing some only copying in their music. And I really like the song.
Again, here there's something that I find common to a lot of the things that we've been talking about tonight, which is this idea of raucousness and softness in one song or in the music of one band. And Grizzly Bear have that in spades, I find. Yeah. This the guy's voice and the eruptions of guitars at times, etc. Anyway, Marwan, I'm very sorry to have to only give you two songs tonight, but we have to make space for Mr. Drums.
It's okay.
So thank you for these two selections. And Mr. Semerjian, you're up next.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Pascal.
Hi, Ziad.
So tell us a bit about the first song you chose for us tonight.
It's Red House Painters. It's like this album in particular, it's called Roller Coaster. It's not called Roller Coaster, but like they
They renamed it.
Yeah, they renamed it.
Because of the image on the cover, yeah.
It's an album I listen to a lot. And it gives you the sentiment of nostalgia, and it's very personal. The way his vocals is louder than anything in the mix. Mm. It's like something else. But at the same time, it's an amazing example of a songwriter working with a band, because you don't feel like there's the song and then the arrangements. It just flows very nicely. And like, I mean, the songs are... the songwriting is amazing. It's one of the first albums that that pointed songwriting at me. Like, I started noticing lyrics. I just related to it a lot. So
this is Mark Kozelek's first band, Red House Painters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the song is New Jersey?
Yes. It's not the perfect example, but I love it.
It's a good place to start.
Yeah. An American girl, red-headed eyes, blank, living in a freckle on the face of the world. Another dying kid that learned too much too soon. You're not as good as your mom, but you're as good as dead. You're as good as dead. New Jersey ain't the whole world. Which of your shots is sold? 29 with your child, who doesn't give and eats what's left of your young soul. Another dying spark that burned too fast too soon. You're not as bad as your dad, but you're as good as dead. You're as good as dead. New Jersey ain't the whole world. Don't you leave me out here too long? Will you bring me out there too? Don't you leave me out here too long? Will you bring me out there too? You're an American girl, out of line in our time, a cry for the leading role your bum childhood stole. A mother tired and stuck in her loved one bed. You're not as good as your mom, but you're as good as dead. You're as good as dead. New Jersey ain't the whole world.
tell us a bit about the fascination with the Neutral Milk Hotel out there.
Okay, this also is an album that I listen to a lot. And I love how when you don't try to sound loud and you do something like in lo-fi, it feels louder than any big production, you know, like it serves the purpose way better. Then I just love how expressive the songer is, and like every time he sings and he's like almost losing his breath, and like he makes you feel like you want to cry, you know, like it's so tense. And the way he talks about death is amazing, and he's a big dreamer also, so
all these elements,
The way he talks about death and like dreaming, and like he puts you like in an alternative reality, and I think this is a big link with what we do. Like he makes you want to dream, and the sound doesn't inspire me directly to do what we do, but I still relate to it.
We can listen to one last song before we hear Wide Awake, and we talk a little bit about the new video clip. So one final selection of the band's influences. What will it be?
It's going to be Slow Dive.
Slow Dive.
So the originators of the shoegazing genre, and a beautiful band that reformed a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Pascal actually saw them live in London. It was like a surprise gig, and he just took the bus from Paris and went there.
Yeah, they played at the venue where they played their last show in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It was a total failure in the it was the concert where they stopped, and they played again there last year. It was amazing.
So let's listen to a song from Slow Dive, and we'll talk about Wide Awake right after.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to die.
So in addition to I'll Be Here in the Morning being released internationally today on all major international platforms, there's also a new video clip by Postcards out there. Tell us a bit about it, Julia and Pascal.
Yeah, we just recently put out Wide Awake, which is the last track on the album, and it was a video filmed by one of my closest friends called Nassim Stevenson. He actually, this is his favorite song on the album, and even before it was out, he told me he wanted to try and do something with it, and we went for a very sort of intimate, like just visual, like journey. It's not really a video, and there's no real story. There's no action happening. It's just like we try to like complement the music as much as we could with the visuals, and I think it works really really well.
So this will also be our last track for tonight, mm-hmm, of your latest album, Wide Awake by Postcards. Thank you all for being here tonight.
Thank you, Ziad.
And best of luck in weeks and months to come. I hear you're touring soon.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah.
See you again very soon.
See you.
Thank you, Postcards.
Bye.